Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is an easy way to...
Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright, and I am your host for this program. I am so glad that you've tuned in one more time to this amazing hour of transformation. And I always have some kind of connection with spirit and with our guides, teachers, and angels that are present with us. And often I will have a special person as my guest with me who is here with me today. Her name is Angelia. Let me see how you spell your last name. Oh, Wenzel. Yes. So Evangelia Wenzel is here with us to speak to us about what does it mean to be fully embracing our humanity as sovereign beings, having a healthy experience as we go through life. So we're going to talk about that and energy work and energy transmissions and all kinds of great stuff on this program. And as we do that, I like to really get centered in on this moment in time. We are so busy all the time as human beings on this planet that I think it's important for us to pause and recenter. So the way that I do that is that I just allow us to breathe. Breathing consciously makes a big difference in our lives. We are so often stressed, anxious, concerned, worried, on edge, whatever your terminology is for that existence as human beings on the planet, especially in 2023, your experience is valid. And know that there is an other reality outside of the human existence of stress and worry and concern and activity and go, and all of the stuff of the world. It's called our internal world, the inside of us that dictates really how our experience in life is going to go. And that is the adventure that I invite you to come on with me. Because when we allow ourselves to go inside, listen to what's going on internally, listen to our heart, because our heart will never lie to us, and listen to our breath, allow our breath to connect to the divine, that is, I believe, what we call holistic healing or full body system wellness, as I like to refer to it. So as you connect in with your breath, I invite you to close your eyes if you can. If you need to stay conscious, stay conscious and be on the road or be in, if you're working, stay working. Listen to my voice as it comes through. But allow yourself to connect with your breathing and invite your breath to connect you not only to your physical self and all of the organs that keep you alive, but allow yourself to connect to the divine through the earth mother, Gaia, and also to the stars, to the heavens, if you will, to the galactic beings that live in the ethers, connecting to other planets and galaxies, universes even. And as you're breathing in to all of that, all of those energies are support structures for you. So invite them to come into where you live inside of your body. And as you do that, I'm going to use some light language to just ground us into this moment in time and bringing us into this transmission of energies and energy exchange collectively with each other. Santa sana ke de dunda dande una ye. Aya nazana ye no nazande anaye. Anana ye nazana na na ye zana. Hana na ze na na ye. One na no ne na one na one. O na na ye na na ye hana. Hana na he na na he na na he. Hana na he na na he hana he. And as you see, I'm pulling in the energies from those cosmic beings that are so ready to assist me and assist you. And so I invite you to use your energy as well to pull in those support structures into where you live inside of yourself. Zanda zanehi umama yene. Una na ye na na he na na ye. Ana na ye umama yane. Ana na ye zanai. And with a nice deep breath, you can come back to this moment in time, feeling yourself a little bit more centered, a little bit more grounded in who you are, feeling yourself in the room that you're in the space that you're in, feeling yourself physically embodied as a sovereign being, full of spirit and full of life. And when you're ready, you can come back and open your eyes. Welcome back. So I do this every time that we do a show so that you can have the experience of how do we gather these energies into where we live? It's very simple. Simple because we ask. That's how we begin. We ask. We ask for support. We ask for direction. We ask to be embodied. That's how it begins. So welcome, Evangelina, to the show. See, I did it again. Evangelia. So you said that that happens often for you, where people automatically put in an N into your name.
Yeah, I'm used to my name being, hearing it in a different way. So it's normal for me.
Okay, so how do you say your name?
In Greek, it's Evangelia. In English, it's Evangelia.
Okay. All right. So you are Greek.
Yes, 100%. Right.
Awesome. Well, wonderful. I love that about you. So you bring that energy of Greece and those archetypes that they deal with into who you are as a human being, as well as all of the different energies that you've gathered throughout your lifetime for your embodiment. That's great.
Thank you.
Beautiful. So I am just meeting Evangelia for the first time physically here. We've talked on the phone, but we are of the same ilk, if you will, as far as connecting our spirits and our human selves together and really focusing in on what is health. What is health naturally? What is health collectively? What is health, and how do we create a lifestyle inside of ourselves that can be accessed at any time because we say so? because our commitment is to health and our commitment is to wellness. That's how it starts. So when I say that to you, Evangelia, would you say that that is correct?
Yes, in part with mindset and a belief system, because, you know, we're all coming from different belief systems, different backgrounds. We've been told different things about health and what healthy is and what it means to be healthy or what to do to stay healthy or what to do for healing. So it, for me, being healthy is honoring the body, honoring the very essence that we are creative out of, which is trillions of cells. So when we understand how the cell functions, then we understand how we kind of function and what affects us energetically, emotionally, physically. And that's, before I go down my rabbit hole, that's kind of how I feel, because the word healing was so complex for me because I'd gone through so many different things in life. I didn't really understand what healthy meant. I always thought, oh, they eat right, so they're healthy.
Mm.
But, you know, being a health coach now and going down the journey of being severely ill and getting out of it, I realized food is just, you know, I've engaged with a lot of toxic people that were eating great food, just living very toxic lifestyles. So that to me wasn't healthy. So there's such a degree of understanding what healthy is and what healing is. I believe healing is a journey that we basically take for the rest of our lives until we leave this planet. There's so many layers and things come up. You know, you think you get to this great space and you're doing good, and then something else comes up and you got to heal from that too. And the good thing about that is you've got all those layers behind you in your past on what you used and what was effective and what helped. And from my journey of becoming bedridden, nobody was telling me that my emotional state of being was affecting me. Nobody told me that my things that have happened to me that were emotionally catastrophic were actually contributing to my physical body failing me, not knowing that the body follows the mind. So whatever my mind or feeling or experiencing, my physical body was experiencing it too. And, you know, going through every doctor and asking, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And, you know, it took 30 years for one good health coach to go, have you ever addressed any emotional traumas and your emotional state of being? You're in fight or flight all the time. And I'm like, what is fight or flight? You know, and earlier in your intro, you were explaining like worry and fear and nervousness and anxiousness. And that to me is fight or flight. The cells are in this constant state of, what do I do next? What should I worry about next? What should I be doing? Constantly this worker bee mentality. And if we're being told to not do that and to get still, it's almost like we have to crawl out of our skin. You know, the beginning journey of meditation or prayer and getting still is like, for me, I don't hold on to labels, but, you know, to make things clear, it's kind of like having the ADHD brain, which is technically being a right brain dominant thinker. And so I felt like the first week I was trying to really get still, I was like a little kid trying to jump out of the box. Like I just couldn't do it. And breath, like you said, is bringing oxygen and energy back into our cells so that we become grounded or we can actually get clarity. Like, oh yeah, this is what I was thinking about, minus all the other junk that's in the way, right? We can't get rid of that junk and that chaos in the mind until we get still. And unfortunately, like, we weren't really programmed or indoctrinated to honor being still. And so we have to like find ways and create time out of our busy schedule just to get still. And
absolutely,
honoring our breath is so important because we're losing breath all the time. You know, like you said, with the last 3 years, and me being a practitioner, and I'd already overcame the illness. So when COVID hit and the lockdowns hit, people were shoved forcefully into fight or flight. And that was very bombarding for a lot of us healers because we had to take on and absorb some of that negative energy and that low frequency of the fear and I might lose my job and I'm not feeling well. Am I going to die? You know, there was just so much going on. And I don't even think that humanity's gotten, we've maybe made a little bit of progress from getting out of fight or flight, but there's still a lot of, I believe, humanity that's still really stuck in fear. And fear is the number one thing that will compromise the entire human body, mind, body, and spirit.
I believe that. I believe that. And you and I are on similar paths with this, where you are doing, I did not know that you were doing health coaching. That's awesome. That's really great. And a lot of that started, I'm sure, when you were going through your own journey, so that then you could start teaching what you're learning, right?
It was this really long path to just trying to get to the root cause of things. Mm-hmm. And so because I finally discovered things to help me get to the root cause, those are the things I'm basically licensed and certified in. Like I do live blood cell analysis. I take one drop of your blood and I look at it under a dark field microscope so that I can see the state of the person's terrain, parasitic load, bacterial load, the state of their cells, if their vibration is stuck in this stressful, how high their cortisol levels, because people will come in and think they have this one thing, or they get told by a doctor this label or this diagnosis, but yet nobody's able to figure out why. And so that was my journey, was, well, why do I have fibromyalgia? Why do I have MS? Why is this happening to my body? Why? And there was never a why. It was just the way it was. So going down the journey of breaking outside of the box, it was like I was searching for the root cause. And so that is, in the healing world, is called epigenetics healing, where we have the ability to alter and change our genes and our DNA expression. So by really working on someone's environment, internal environment, it's like taking a dirty, like a sick fish out of a dirty tank, right? How is that fish going to survive or live if the owner's not feeding it good food and never cleaning the tank? So the only way that fish is going to survive is if you take it out of that tank, put it in fresh water, give it new food, and it's going to thrive. Same thing with a plant, bugs, humans. And that's what it was. I saw everything that was going on a cellular level with my own eyes on a flat screen. I was just like, I fell off the floor because I'd never, my eyes, my mind, my body had never experienced or seen anything like it. We don't really have a lot of that here in the States. So I was determined. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do this for people. Like, there are millions of Americans suffering with chronic pain and chronic illness or chronic mental distraction, fatigue, and don't know why, and never get told why, and given a pill or all these things, right? And so I facilitate that and brain rewiring, retraining the subconscious mind, getting rid of all the self-sabotaging, self-limiting beliefs that are basically guiding the body to its reality of its perception of what it's experiencing. So when you change the perception on subconscious level, change the terrain a little bit, and help them with their environment, whether that's relationships, could be mold, could be pet dander. I mean, there's so many root causes, and that's my passion, is to help people get to the root cause. Could be emotional trauma that's literally never left their mind, heart, or their soul. Just playing like a broken record, and I can see that on a cellular level. I can literally turn to the client and go, have you been through emotional trauma at some point in your life? And they're just like, they'll look at me and go, oh, they weren't ready for that worm to come out of the box, right? And then they're like, well, yeah, actually, I went through this and this. I'm like, that frequency and vibration is still existing on a cellular level, and it's affecting your ability. That's why nothing you're trying is working, because you've never addressed the root cause. So people can do, I've met people from all over the world that have spent $50, $100, $200,000 with their journey to heal their physical ailments, or, what's going on in their mind, and they're not better. And then I'll reach out and say, they're like, oh, I've tried everything. I'm like, everything? Everything. I've done Reiki. I've done acupuncture. I've done, this and this and this. And then I'm like, have you ever been through trauma? Then it's a yes. Okay. Have you ever addressed your trauma? Well, what does that have anything to do with my illness?
Yeah.
Everything. So for me, the root cause, I had so many unresolved trauma as a child that was creating my perception about reality, my low self-worth, low confidence, my beliefs that I wasn't worthy of anything, why I became a drug addict. There were I feel like it was a calling. Like I almost had to walk through all these journeys so that I can be on top of that rock. So when they're crying and they need help, it's like, wait, I can help you. I have so many ways, because I believe everyone heals at a different level. Not everybody can heal the same. Not everybody can be on the same diet. Not everybody can do the same detoxing. So, you know, putting together the right regimen for someone to bring them back to alignment, mind, body, and spirit is, a lot of people aren't willing to do the work, but unfortunately, like you and I both know, we can hold space and bring the knowledge and the wisdom, right? And yep. bring hope and inspiration that they can do better. But in the end, they have to do the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? That's what it's all about. And everyone knows who's ever watched me on this show that I'm all about, I can deliver the information to you. I can give you what spirit and your guides are sharing with you out of my mouth. And it's always up to you to take that information and say, okay, I'm ready.
It's like,
I'm ready.
You can't force it. It's like, it's like, you know, walking a horse down to some water, but you can't force it to drink the water.
That's right.
And that's right. I would say probably the hardest obstacle of being a healer, a practitioner, a helper in the world, service provider, whatever you want to call it, is those people not wanting to do that. And it's just like, well, then I really can't help you. You know, if you want to stay a victim, if you want to stay suffering, you know, I'm trying to offer you a way out. Might sound a little woo-woo or different, but you really have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. In the Western culture, there is a lot of the pharmaceutical world that's the only way that they know of to deal with any illness is, how can I band-aid it? How can I make it so that you don't suffer as much? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that your body can heal.
The suffering is still happening internally. Yeah. It's like a car, right? You get your signals that go off to tell you something's wrong with the car. We've been programmed to not really pay attention. We, you know, even though we get signals all day long, our bodies were created to communicate with us. As it has signals, nervous system, you get anxious, something's going on. It's either negative energy or your thoughts are contributing or someone's intentionally putting some negative thoughts. But I think I lost my train of thought there. I was trying to piggyback off what you were saying. There's just a lot of suffering going on right now. Yeah. And when the belief systems with people are really sabotaging them. They're like, oh, well, I'm a full-blown Christian. I can't do that. Or, you know, I don't stuff or either. It's like, well, you haven't tried it. And I'm sorry for where your belief system is, but you're the one suffering here. You reached out to me. I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, folks. It's your choice. Okay. There's got to be something in each of us that is willing to take a step, willing to listen to another point of view, mm-hmm. willing to take a chance, willing to try something new, right? And yes, it can be difficult if we don't have any frame of reference for what's being talked about or even have ever heard of what is being talked about.
Right. This lack of... Well, for me, it was this lack of knowledge. You nailed it, because I had a friend that was literally banging down my door to get off the pharmaceuticals. I was on 15 and she's like, these are killing you. These are not doing anything but making you sicker. And I'm like, oh, you don't know what I'm going through in this body. I need these medications. They're keeping me alive. And it took months. And she was an acupuncturist. She was into Chinese medicine. She was trying so hard. And I was like, no. I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds witchcraft and witchery. I'm not doing it, right? Until my suffering got so bad, right? Till I became suicidal and just surrendered my life and my pain and my situation, my circumstances to God. I said, if you're real and you have some kind of purpose in this and I'm doing something wrong, you need to wake me up. And it was like, I remember telling you this a little bit, but it was like the first time I got visions. I've never, from that day forward, never stopped getting visions. I saw visions of the human body, how we were all light, and every single cell in our body was a tiny little speck of light. And that the light's been diffused, and mm-hmm. that all we got to do is renege that light within us, and we can heal. And it was just like, I didn't know what I was seeing. And then I reached out to that girl and I was like, okay, I'm ready. And she's like, you need to work on your belief system. So she gave me the book by Dr. Bruce Lipton. He's a cell biologist. He specializes in epigenetic healing. I read his book and it changed my world, because I was very well aware after the book that my own subconscious mind and traumas that I had lived through, my physical body was playing out the symptoms. It was mm-hmm. like physical PTSD, because my internal body and my cells could no longer handle the emotional being unresolved and suppressing and trapping them through my body. It was like breaking out physically, and it was just like painful. And people want to say PTSD is just for soldiers. No, PTSD is for all men, for children, for adults that have been verbally abused. I mean, PTSD is real. And the end of my journey was, wow, my physical body broke down. My organs stopped failing because they didn't know what to do. They were getting a call from my brain saying, I'm going to die. I'm unworthy of healing. I'm a messed up person. Doctors don't know what's wrong with me. I have to take pills to survive. But my kids don't have a mother. My husband has a lifeless wife. I was like, I'm done. Like, what is this? I'm tapping out. And it was that new journey of going, you know what? God was like, you need to go outside the box. Mm-hmm. Nothing you told is honoring your body and is killing you. And I was just like, I don't know. Who am I talking to? Am I getting like delusional here? You know, I'm getting download after download of things that weren't serving me. It was relationships, foods, products. And I'm a hairdresser. So I was traumatized. Like, wait, I'm like the expert at beauty. You're telling me I have to toss that now? You're telling me I have to start all over, and you telling me that everything I was doing was literally contributing to my Parkinson's? Yes. 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 I'm like, whoa. Okay. So now it was like being renewed, becoming a whole new person with a whole new perception of reality, and having a whole new belief that I got this. Oh my God. I can't wait to share the testimony, because I'm not going to be this person for very long. 9 months later, sitting every day for 9 months, plus getting some detox treatments, I sat in my mind and only played episodes I was creating in my mind of what I'd be doing once I'd achieved healing. And I'm doing it. Like, it's like deja vu, you know, it's like being almost a master of manifesting what you want. It's like, well, how are you going to get what you want? It's kind of like ask and you shall receive. When you ask for something and you sit with it, you don't sit with it asking, you sit with it as if it's already been done. You're living it, you're breathing it, you're smelling it, you're touching it. Every single sense in your body, your cells are going, did you hear that? Did you see that? Oh, I'm going to get there. So our cells will actually help direct us in the direction of healing. And yes, it's amazing. It really is amazing. That's why I was like, now I'm obsessed with the cells. I have to understand the very essence of our creation, because if people get like me, I went down to all these healers and all these doctors and all these things. And all it took was seeing a video of, okay, I got trauma I got to heal. Okay, I got parasites I got to get rid of. Okay, I got to change my diet. Not one Western medicine doctor told me any of that. It was just, here's a pill that's not working. Let's give you another one. And I'm an advocate to try to help bring awareness to people that are chronically ill or have chronic pain and they're on these pills. And that's why I like the MeWe fairs, because there's a lot of people that walk in there and they're suffering. I mean, that's why they're there. They want release. They want freedom. They want some kind of either to be heard or validated about what they're struggling with. And a lot of it has to do with trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so the fair that she's speaking of is the Metaphysical Empowerment and Wellness Expo. And these exist through Lorelei Shamayo, who is the founder of these fairs. And she had a few people in her house who were healers and needed a place to be to hang out. And this was probably, I don't even know how long ago, 10 years ago, maybe. And now it has grown to multiple cities in multiple places, and they're going on all the time. So if you want a place to hook into where there are people like you who want to be well, want to be spiritually aligned, want to experience all the different ways to experience life, then check in with the Metaphysical Empowerment and Wellness Expo, which is right?
Yes. Awesome. So
here's the other thing that I want to talk about. I am an advocate as well for allowing yourself to be where you are, okay? When I had my near-death experience, I was very, very clear when I came out of that, that something would have happened. Something would have happened so that I woke up to taking care of my body, okay? Prior to that time, I had not taken care of my body. I had not done anything about taking care of myself at all. Mm-hmm. Now, I had gotten sober, which was important. I had gotten off drugs and alcohol, which was important. I had quit smoking, which was important. But I'd not done anything about taking care of my blood pressure. Mm. And I will tell you this as a caveat, folks, okay? I do not recommend that you just totally stop.
Oh my God, no.
Doing something that is saving your life at this point, okay? And I absolutely 100% believe that our bodies are capable of healing themselves, okay? And it takes everything. It takes all the support structures that are in place in order to be well, okay? So I chose, because I had denied the existence of that there was a drug that could help me maintain my blood pressure, because I wasn't able to tap into any of the other resources yet for taking care of my blood pressure. But I was angry, so I took myself off of it totally without any support. Nobody was around that was supporting me in any other holistic health. So, of course, what happened? My blood pressure shot up to the roof, out the roof and up to the sky, and I ended up having a stroke. Okay? That's what happened to me. Okay? So I'm not saying just totally diss every medication known to man. They were made for us to help us survive as a species, okay? What we're talking about here is if what you're doing, what you're intaking is not helping you.
Yes.
If what you're taking is not helping you and making you sicker, then it's time to look at something other than that. Yes. Look at your beliefs. Look at your eating. Look at your thought process. Look at your belief systems. Look at the way you're treating yourself and your other people. Look at all of that stuff rather than just dissing this, whatever you're taking. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not advocating that at all. Mm-hmm. We're talking about next level conversation. We're talking about next level responsibility for your health and well-being. Okay. So when you realized that all of this was happening for you and you were getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and you realized that the medications that you were being given were not working the way that they were supposed to work, according to the doctors.
Right.
You read this book by Bruce Lipton. Mm-hmm. What are the other supports that started coming in? So you had the acupuncturist. Who was saying, hey, you need to look at some other things. What other support structures were calling your name?
I had a friend. Well, she wasn't a friend at the time, but we were friends in high school. And I reunited with her at my 20th high school reunion. And she was trying to get me to see her naturopathic doctor. And I waited on that for a little bit. I waited 6 months. So I'd gotten the book, I'd read, I understood that I needed to renew my mind and I needed to get, you know, work with someone to help with my trauma. So then I found someone that I could help with my trauma, and we did belief work. We did energy psychology where we were discovering the beliefs, which is what I facilitate. And then it was like we were talking to my organs. We found out that my organs were strapped with these unresolved emotions, and I had to slowly taper off of every single pharmaceutical. If I had just stopped cold turkey, I would have died. Any of those pharmaceuticals. I mean, they were helping a little bit. They were bringing the inflammation down. They were allowing me to do a little bit more, but it never got rid of it. It kept me playing like a broken record. Same day, same routine, same pain, pop the pill at 2 hours. And so then I started opening up my mind about, you know, this book is really basically telling me that we have the ability to heal, and it matches the visions that the creator gave me. So now I've got to get on a journey on how am I going to change the state of my cells? How am I going to find out what's going on in there? So then I went to the naturopathic doctor, and she did applied kinesiology, muscle testing. And she was muscle testing different parasites and pathogens and bacteria and traumas and emotions and literally everything. Put it all down. And she was like, wow. And I was like, okay. She goes, you've been sick a very, very long time, Evangeline. Your body has been trying to hold on to things and co-regulate things. It can't do it anymore. And I was like, bawling. Like, I know, I can feel it. And she's like, your organs are only running at like a small percent. We got to get you back going. And I'm like, okay, well, what do we got to do? And it was just mind-blowing to me because it was nothing I'd ever been told. And so we slowly got off the pharmaceuticals, and behold, my pain was better. I loved not being reliant on something or my timer on my phone going off, reminding me to take a medication. I was releasing parasites and things coming out of my body I didn't even know existed. So I'm walking through, oh my gosh, this stuff is real. I was getting rid of heavy metals that were contributing my brain fog and my gut, my leaky gut. Like, all this stuff was like what you were saying just a few minutes ago. It isn't just addressing the body. It's mind, body, and spirit, which means your magnetic field, which means everything that's happened to you, your spirit, your higher self. How are you eating? Are you opening up your detox pathways to drain it and get rid of these toxins? Our skin is the biggest organ we have, and it's absorbing everything in our environment, every word, every sound, every product, perfumes. I mean, our cells respond to all that. So, I mean, it's just when you realize that you weren't taking care of your body, like you said, I wasn't eating right. I was just drinking. I was just doing whatever, taking care of my kids, just trying to stay busy all the time, running in fight or flight, not getting sleep, drinking myself to sleep at night. I mean, I went to rehab in 2008 for cocaine because a stimulant really made me function. And nobody around me even knew I was addicted. I was doing hundreds of dollars of cocaine a day just to keep my adrenals going, because I was fighting fatigue that no doctor could figure out what it was. It was fibromyalgia or this or that. And so I had a client come in for a haircut, and she didn't have money, but she had some cocaine. She's like, do you want it? And I was like, well, it would kind of help me clean the house. So I got hooked. It gave me energy. It helped me take care of the kids, the home. I mean, it was my super mom drug until you go through the withdrawals. And I knew I fainted one night and I thought I was going to be dead. I'm surprised I woke up. So that was another moment in my life where I was like, I can't do this alone. I'm going to die if I don't get help. And I came clean to everyone in my life. I need help. I'm addicted, and I don't know how to do this on my own. And, rehab was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I got to be surrounded by a hundred of other warriors and victims that have struggled. And we're all in there because we've all had really bad pasts. You know, we've been hurt. We're trying to run from that. I want to stop the plate, the tape.
Right? Yeah.
And we find things to cope or to just stuff it down, whether that's a Band-Aid, whether that's a pill, whether that's a shot, whether that's weed. I mean, we are really trying to find an escape. And that's why I titled my book, Escaping the Matrix of Toxicity, because to me, it felt like, oh my God, I was like a fly stuck in this gigantic web of toxicity that I had to like break down so that I could like make it out. And that's what it was. It was toxic relationships, toxic thoughts, toxic beliefs, toxic food, toxic mold in our home. Like, it was such a, I just really resonate with people that are living with a lot of pain in their body and they just think it, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And then they learn how to cope or just do whatever. And I'm just like, I want to shake them and be like, let me help you get to the root cause. You don't have to live this way. You mm-hmm. don't. There's so many alternative things that people can do, whether that's stick their feet in the ground of the soil. Like yeah. there is scientific proof that that helps arthritis. I can attest to that. Sticking my hands or my feet in the dirt where I live now, if I'm flipping out about something, I'm like, oh, I don't have time to get, I'm like freaking out. I just go sit in the dirt. And within 2 minutes, I'm like back.
Yep. Yep. That's great. That's so awesome. That's so awesome. So we are really opening up Pandora's box here for you to peek inside. Those of you who are like, oh my gosh, you are like a lifesaver talking to me about a solution. Okay. Those are the people that are going to resonate with this broadcast. So we're going to take a little break for those of you who are really wanting to connect to Angelia and myself. And please call us. Please call us at 1-800-930-2819. We will give you some solution. Okay. Sure. Angelia is here for that purpose. That's her mission on this planet, is to spread the education out there to you who are listening yep. and to give you solutions. That yes. She's already got solutions in place. We want to talk about the visions that she's had for a community to create so that we can come together and mm-hmm. help each other heal and really be all of who we came to be on this planet. So yes. She's got some ideas about that as well. And we will also give you the information about what you can do next for yourself. Like, mm-hmm. what's your next step? How can you open to a new possibility for who you are and get a new reality in place? So we're going to take a break and come back. You can also check in with the chat line on Transformation Talk Radio. Make sure to leave us your email address on there so that we can connect to you. We'll be back right back with more about Full Body with System Wellness and being totally alive in your body. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Into the peace we crave, find your freedom in addiction recovery with me, your host, Tanya D, the first Monday of each month at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. as we take you on a spiritual life recovery coach journey and share unique holistic approaches. I will provide a sympathetic listening ear and solutions while helping those affected by addiction. I get it. Enough is enough. If you're ready for help in creating calm in your recovery life, visit thepeacewecrave.com today.
Would you like to improve the quality of your life, be happier and healthier? Hi, I'm Peggy Wilms, host of the All Things Wellness radio show and bestselling author and the creator of the All Things Wellness Wheel. This is a free self-assessment tool that teaches you how to balance 24 areas of your life, from sleep, relationships, coping skills, home organization, nutrition, exercise, and so much more. Get the download today at allthingswellness.com and prevent your wellness.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I am here talking with my new dear friend, Evangelia, who is talking to us about her journey with really being a very ill child and young adult, and now coming out of that through natural means and through some really big detoxing through her emotional body and her spiritual body and her mental body, so that her physical body can then come into attunement with those bodies that have done the work. So tell us a little bit about how, if people are interested in, hey, she's talking about me, and they want to connect to you, what are some ways that you offer services to those that are seeking some help?
I offer in-person sessions. I offer online remote sessions. I offer 4-day in-person retreats to hyper-focus on the trauma or whatever is going on in their body or their mind. My website, to be able to schedule a session or even communicate, is cellularhealthandbeauty.com. And it really depends on where they're at in their life. It could be just spiritual they need working on. It could be detoxing. It could be trauma. It could be their marriage. You know, it really depends on where they're going. But I wanted to be able to offer all three ways. Like, look, do you need to get out of your environment for a little bit? Is it too hard for you to have these sessions every week? Then let's just punch it out. Come out here. Let's get off grid. Let's get away from all the chaos and just hyper-focus on what's going on in your heart, and giving them that sacred space to feel safe to do it. And that's what leads me into my cabin on Orcas Island. After my journey and realizing that the only way to bring homeostasis and harmony to the cells was being out in nature, away from cell towers, I was determined to be a retreat host of people suffering and being able to pull them out off grid and be out in nature like that. And so during COVID lockdown, I got the download that I was supposed to move my family out into nature. And I was like, my family's going to think I'm crazy. And they did. But we somehow magically found Orcas, the cabin on Orcas, and the house that we live in now on a lake. Because I just do better. I'm more aligned when I am away from the city, and a lot of energy and a lot of like the strip malls and stuff. Like, oh my gosh, I kind of, my nervous system instantly goes bleh when I'm around that stuff. So, got Orcas. And when I was looking for a home, I don't know if anyone out there has seen the movie, The Shack. Back in 2007, when I saw that movie, I dreamed about one day having a cabin so that I could bring people to in nature and let them pour their hearts out and heal. Right. Mm-hmm. And here we are 10 years more, 15 years later, and I walk onto this property and all I see is the cabin from the movie. Even though nobody with me saw the same cabin, I had a completely different perception of it. I mean, when we went and looked at it, it was a rundown old 1964 vintage Sears log cabin on 4 acres of beautiful wood with a gigantic pond on it. And I'm just like, I was already in heaven. I didn't care how it looked. I was like, I want this place. I'm going to flip this. And I saw healers coming down the pathway. I saw really pretty booths with tiki lights with healers in them. I saw my house lit up and I was facilitating in the basement. I had my pulse electromagnetic therapy cellular machine. I had my camera. I mean, everything. I saw events taking place. I saw kid camps where there were tents everywhere. I walked in the cabin and my husband was like, oh my God, no, this is a shit show. Excuse my language. And I was like, oh no. Perfect. I was like, we need to leave the bones and just tear out some of the old stuff. Just like a person that's trying to heal. Well, you're going to judge a book by its cover. I was like, we can transform this beautiful place into a healing sacred space. And we did that. It took 2 years and it's ready. It's been on Airbnb, but it's killing my heart and soul to just hand it out to strangers. I'm grateful that everyone's leaving me great testimonies and great Yelp reviews, right? That they're having these lovely experiences in my cabin. But I'm like, I want my healer tribe to have these experiences. Mm-hmm. I want people that are suffering to be able to have these experiences. And because I'm such a humanitarian, there's a lot of the things I do that I don't charge people for. So it's been hard trying to afford the mortgage. Just if I were to just hold it as a healing house, I have to somehow magically come up with that money that I don't have right now. So I know it's coming. I feel it's coming. Everything gets done in divine timing. So it's been offered to the world. And now I'm going to be able to pull it back and offer it to sacred people that need a sacred place to heal and a sacred place for our tribe and our community of people, of healers, to be safely facilitating out in nature. Because there's so much about the body, the human body, being in the universe, okay? So we are the highest, most vibrating frequency there is. But when you're suffering, your vibration goes low. So mm-hmm. when you're out in nature and you're being mm-hmm. embedded and entangled in only nature, and then you're in a sacred space with someone holding space for everything that's inside of you that's hurting, I can't explain into words the transformation and the healing that takes place. There's no disruptions. There's no other energies, but you mm-hmm. and nature and the healer. So I know that that place on Orcas was gifted to me to gift to others.
Beautiful. So, beautiful. So tell us again. So cellularhealthandenergy.com. Okay. So, Emily, can you put that website up on the screen so that people can see it? People that are listening, if you are interested in going to the next level of your own health and well-being, contact this lady right here. And she's got time. You have the space to yourself how many days a week on Orcas?
As of now, I've booked it out Tuesday through Thursday for me for work. And okay. I open on the weekends just as Airbnb, just to pay the mortgage. So, my goal is to just, you know, have it all the time so that.
Okay. Okay. Currently though, you have Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday that someone could book with you and get a session with you.
Or if they want to come down here, I will free book time out on the cabin on the days that work for them.
Great. Awesome. So, okay, folks, are you hearing this? So contact Evangelia if you want to experience her healing work and really getting to the next level of your freedom in your body, mm-hmm. as well as your mind, your emotions, and your spirit. Okay. This is the one that's been through the ringer with illness. Okay. So contact her. If you don't remember how to contact her and you're like, but you have contact with me, find me on Facebook, find me on Bright Butterfly Network, Bright Butterfly Enterprises, or contact Transformation Talk Radio and they'll hook you up with how to connect to Evangelia so that you can get your freedom. Okay.
Thank you.
If you want to work with me directly, you know where to find me. As I said, Facebook, Bright Butterfly Enterprises, or Pamela Lynn Bright. You can also find me at brightbutterflynetwork.com. And we would be glad to help you with your next level, because this is your life, folks.
Yeah.
It's all up to you. This is the time to jump in and say yes. Mm-hmm. Say yes to having a miracle today. Okay. Yes. We absolutely love you. We absolutely believe that you're capable of many, many great things.
Mm-hmm.
And your desire and your commitment is the first step. So what's the last thing that you want everyone to hear from your mouth before we end?
Never identify with a label or a sticker. Never settle for pain. Know that you are worthy and deserving of healing. Know that there is another better version of you on the other side, and be willing to love yourself enough to choose you over everybody and everything, especially if you're suffering, because lack of self-care and lack of self-love won't get you anywhere.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And if you're wondering, okay, what do I do next? Look up.
Yes, please. There is a creator.
Remember that. Look up.
Yes.
Ask for help. Number one, ask for help.
Get off your phone. Get off the phone and look up.
That's right. That's right. All right, folks, we absolutely love you. And thank you for tuning in to the Empower Me Show. We will be back next week with another great guest. And I'm going to bring as many guests on this show as possible, because we have so much to share with you, and we really are doing it together collectively as a human species. So we love you so much that we are willing to give of our time to you. And I hope that you take the time for you as well. So until next week, we will see you and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.